Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizik phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the fourth day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued incredible support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note, the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the program and introduce Rabbi David Kaplan of Congregation Ohev Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Kaplan slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the conversation, the call, with a brief conversation with Rabbi Kaplan to learn more about his wonderful community in Wilkes-Barre. Last time we had Rabbi Kaplan on the program, which I believe was back in April, he had not yet introduced this segment, so we are certainly looking forward to that. In addition to being mindful of all those whom we are davening, praying for, please include in your tefillot, in your prayers, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs as well. His Hebrew name is Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. That's Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kaplan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and a big Yasher Koach. A big thank you to you personally, and to the OU for these chizuk calls. These calls have been a tremendous source of comfort, of nechama, and chizuk, of encouragement and strength for all of us. And a big yasher koach, thank you for the continuing this during the COVID-19 pandemic. It is indeed an honor, a zchus, to be back. As Rabbi Herman mentioned, it was in April where we began the COVID-19, so perhaps looking back now, the perspective has changed somewhat. So I would like to share with you some words that focus on one very choshev, very important Jewish concept, that of nechama, comfort. For I believe that during this COVID-19 pandemic, we have all been directly or indirectly impacted by the COVID, tragically so, and that we are all in a very real way, or at least metaphorically so, we are all availing. We're all in avelus. We're all mourners. And because of that, I wish to focus on the mitzvah. There's a beautiful commandment that we're all familiar with that begins at the cemetery with the lines where we wish the avelim, the comfort to the mourners. Hamakom yenachem eschem. May Hashem, the omnipresent, grant you comfort. And I believe that this week's parsha, Noach, and most specifically, the name of Noach that he was given at the end of Bereshit, of Genesis last week, will give us insight into the true nature of nechama, of comfort. So let me share with you from last week's parsha, the end of Bereshit. It says the following, that Lemech, the father of Noach, gave him a name upon his birth. It says, Vayikra eshem Noach lemor, that Lemech called the name of his newborn little bouncing baby boy, Noach, saying the following, Zeh, this young man is destined in the future, Yenachamenu mima'asenu u'mitzvan yadenu. He will give us nechama, comfort, from our work and from the toil of our hands, from the ground, min ha'adama asher erara Hashem, that Hashem is cursed. I don't think it's a stretch to say that our world, our Adama, has been cursed by the COVID-19. So these words really hit home. His name is Noach, Nun Ches, the first two letters of Nechama, the three letters Shoresh, the root word for comfort, Nun Ches Mem. And that's the connection between Noach and Nechama, comfort, as his father invoked upon his birth. And yet, strangely and amazingly, just a few short psukim, six verses to be exact, weiter, onward, in Bereshit, the word nechama is used in a decidedly different way by Hashem, by God himself. For in the sixth chapter in the sixth parak, it says the following, that Hashem, of course, despaired at what the world had become. This, of course, sets the stage for this week and the muddled, the unfortunate, tragic consequences of the flood. And it says, Vayinachem Hashem. And Hashem, and there's that word, Nachem. He was comforted, we're using that word in a literal way, ki asa es ha'adam ba'aretz, that he had made man upon the earth. Vayitatzev libo, and Hashem, Yaakov, became grieved in his heart. It cannot possibly be that the usage of the word nechama in describing Hashem's kibyachol feelings towards his creation could be with comfort. And therefore, Rabbeinu Artscroll HaKodesh Shlita, Rabbi Artscroll likes to translate the word perhaps as regret, or even better, reconsideration. That Hashem reconsidered that he had made man upon the earth. So nechama, in the context of the verse that we just cited, of the pasuk of Hashem's regret, does not mean the conventional sense of just comfort. It's very nuanced. So let me share with you an idea from my Rebbe. I think it's an amazing insight, and hopefully will give us all the nechama, the comfort that we desire. Nechama, true comfort, is not easily attained. There is the Torah mandated protocol. We go from Shiva, from the mourning period of 7 days to the 30 to the 12 months, etc. And after 12 months, we literally and figuratively get up from our Shiva, from our mourning. And please God, when the effective vaccine will very near future be available to us and will be effective and the plague will come to an end, all of humanity, we're all going to get up from our mourning, from our avilus. But getting up alone does not grant one nechama, comfort. But what is the bracha that we're giving to the mourner that may you be comforted? What is the comfort in reality? So we have seen that when God uses the word nechama, comfort, in the context of a failed mankind, he uses it to reconsider life. A paradigmatic shift, if you will. This is true comfort. Your life, we are saying to the mourner, cannot possibly be the same, for without your loved one, how could it? But it will be life, nevertheless. It will still be something to build upon and to grow mechayel lechayel, from strength to strength. It'll be different, yes, but that is the comfort. That is a nechama, the ability to reconsider, to reconfigure, if you will, our own lives and to go forward with that new vision. Different, yes, but it will be a bracha. It'll be a blessing for us. And how did we accomplish this in the time of Hashem when he reconsidered? How was Hashem, kibiyachol, able to go on? That's the most beautiful insight of all. For at the end of last week's Parsha Noach, it says, V'noach matzachen be'enei Hashem. For all of the horrors of the world, for all of the depravity of mankind, Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. And this, my friends, this is nechama. This is ultimate comfort. You have to have someone or something to hang your hat on, to build upon, to build a new paradigm for yourself and for our world. You don't need everything. You just need one thing. And it should be, with God's help, that when that effective vaccine arrives and we are able to get up from the morning, from the avilus, that we should all have our own Noach. We should all have our own member of our family, our loved one, a friend, a concept, something to make real for ourselves, to be our own literal or metaphorical Noach, and to allow us that paradigm shift and real nechama. I'm now going to recite the three Tehillim that Rabbi Herman mentioned earlier, Chaf Gimel 23, Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, and Kuf Lamed 130. Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'ihi lo echsar. Vinos deshe yarbitseini. Amei menuchos yenahaleini. Nafshi yeshovev yancheini v'magle tzedek. L'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geitz ha'maves. Lo yirara ki ato yimadi. Shiftechol mishantecho. Hema yenachamuni. Tarok lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta v'shemen roshihi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. Vishavti beveis Adonai. Li'orech yamim. Kuf Chabalas, Psalm 121. Shir damalos. Eso enoi elehorim. Me'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim v'aretz, Al yitein lamot raglecho, Ayanum shomerecho, Hineh lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecho, Adonai tzilecho, Al yad yeminecho, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeko, v'yaregach balaylo, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecho, Adonai yishmar tzeisecha, uvovecho, me'ata v'yad olam. And of the three Tehillim, lastly, Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima makim kirasicho Adonai, Adonai shima vikoli, tihiena oznecho kashuvos vikol tachanunai, ima vonos tishmario, Adonai miyamod, ima cha haskalicha, bemahan tivarei, kivisi Adonai, kivisanashi, Bilivaro holchalti, nafshi l'Adonai, nishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hafesed v'harbei mofeduz, v'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosau. I will now say a mishaberach. For cholim, for those who are ill, we will make a pause, a hasaka, to allow everyone on the call to please out loud list the cholim, those who have been impacted and are sick and need the refuah. Misha Be'erach Avasenu, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David Shlomo, Huyivareth Yirath Esa Cholim. Ba'avush anachnu mispalalim ba'avuram. Nizkarzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lach limam rapasal nachazikam lachayosam. Tishlach lahem mehira rafua shlema min ha'shamayim l'chol abeireihem l'chol gideihem. B'sof sh'ar chol Yisrael. Rufu t'nefesh rafu es ha'guf. Hashto ba'agala u'mizman kariv v'nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanisunim betzara v'shivya, haomdim b'im b'yam v'im b'yabasho, hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotem yitzara revacho, u'me'afel ha'ira v'mishim ilagula, ashta ba'agala v'izman kariv, v'namar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kaplan. It's great to have you back on the program, and as we transition now into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank you so much again for having me back. Our community, we're open for business, as they say. We were closed post-Purim until June, and then we were allowed to be back. We have safety protocols. We have a Shabbos thermometer from the Mechon Zomet Institute in Israel, etc. So we do our own thing. Baruch Hashem, we're back. Of course, not everyone is back, and that is the Chaval. But Baruch Hashem, my wife, my son. They were Zooming a lot, and now we're hopefully back in person, and at least till the next rise or until the vaccine. But Baruch Hashem, everyone is good. It's just different.
We're happy to hear, and it's a new type of different, and I want to get back to that in a moment. But before we get to that, to get us started and to share with our listeners, we hadn't developed yet this portion of the program at that point back in April. If you could share with us, for those on our call who may not be familiar, never had this chus, the opportunity to be in Wilkes-Barre, if you can give us an outline, give us some general information about your shul and the community overall.
Fantastic. I'd love to. Well, we're in a very unusual place. We're kind of on the western, middle western part of Pennsylvania. So when you come either on 84 or on 80 to points west, you're going to kind of come around the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, the general metropolis, if you will. And we, Wilkes-Barre, Kingston, where the vast, vast majority of my olam, my membership lives, we're in a beautiful place called the Wyoming Valley, Luzerne County, and it is a beautiful community. We are growing in certain ways, and we have been diminished in other ways. We were, at the turn of the century, the epicenter for anthracite coal. So because of that, it was one of the wealthiest per capita Jewish communities in America. We had actually 5 Bate Knessios, 5 shuls, etc. Right now, we are down to our shul, my shul, the Otzedek, which is just gorgeous. It's a 1933 building with the Hungarian building with the, you know, the 100-foot ceiling, which really makes social distancing and aerosolization not a problem, Baruch Hashem. And we have 1,000 seats in our beautiful shul. It's a historic shul. It's been documented as such. And we have about 120 family members and units to our extended Ohr Tzedek family. And beyond the Ohr Tzedek family, we also have a growing Chabad presence. It began, again, very small. And in the Kingston area, there are multiple cheders and schools and such that the Chabad have opened up, Kosher Pizza Place, the Kosher Fleishik Place, and it's getting bigger and stronger literally each and every day. And with our proximity to Scranton, my own son goes to the day school in Scranton, which is a beautiful community that we have a beautiful kesher, a nice connection to. So we really have it all. We're a community that is now growing a little bit. We've had a couple of new members who have relocated, and the tragedy of the COVID and some of the inner city travails, I think have, unfortunately, I don't want to, you know, God forbid, celebrate anyone else's demise. But because our property values are so reasonable compared to parts of the tri-state area, there's been a lot of interest, and I anticipate even more so in the coming months, for people just to relocate and reevaluate perhaps where they are and who they are. And our community is really beautiful in that, as an out-of-town community, my wife said it beautifully. She said, you know, we all wear different types of yarmulkes, but we're all davening, we're all together as a community. I'll just give you a for instance, I organized, as part of a OU actually, sent out the initiative called Faith and Blue over the end of Sukkot. And we organized sort of a Hakar Satova gratitude ceremony to our local men and women who wear the blue of the police forces. And it was marvelous. We had people from all parts of the community who came out to share their love and support to our men and women in blue. And it was something, again, that could be accomplished perhaps more so in a smaller out-of-town community.
Unbelievable. You know, one of the interesting components or one of the takeaways that really come from these phone calls is that, and I think you did a wonderful job articulating and communicating what makes your community so special, is that I've actually had our wonderful callers, our listeners, who've reached out to me after a number of the rabbis have spoken about their community afterwards saying, hey, that sounded really interesting. That sounded great. I want more information about that community. So you never know who's listening. But I want to get back to your point you said about things being different. So things are different, and we don't know how long they're going to be different for. And while in many ways things have gotten worse, it doesn't mean that different can't be better in other ways. And when we talk about differences, we talk about change, the changes that we're experiencing, a new normal. What communal changes do you anticipate for your and perhaps the broader Jewish community as we continue to work through COVID-19 and if we could even dream a little bit about a post-COVID-19 world?
Well, I have been blessed with the following. I began right before COVID to connect with a couple of other OU shuls, one in Harrisburg, Kesher Israel, and Sons of Israel in Allentown with Rabbi Friedman, Rabbi Andrews. And we set up already sort of an exchange of pulpits, if you will, to give shiurim at each other's shuls. And once COVID hit, along with the wonderful Rabbi Schaffer, who I know you know very well, Rabbi Thiel has been amazingly helpful to us, through the OU, we set up a learning initiative. And without exaggeration, twice a week, our three communities, and even Lancaster and Scranton joined us at different times, and Poughkeepsie, we all joined together for Monday, Thursday learning on Zoom. I just wish I knew a little bit more about Zoom, you know, before that, before COVID, I could have bought some shares perhaps. But I think Zoom has kind of really reconfigured the way we learn. And I think that's a wonderful thing, that maybe, you know, space and time, at least the space is not as much of an issue anymore, thanks to Zoom. So that has continued, and we're starting it up next week with Parshanut every week. Again, the community's learning together in cyberspace, which I think is amazing. And I also think that, at least personally, I feel this, and I hope that everyone will have that sense of change that you mentioned, different being better. I think when a person loses something and then they regain it, especially if it's something that was just granted to them by birth, perhaps, like, for example, the mashal being ambulatory, when someone can't get up and walk, and then, Baruch Hashem, they're healed, they get up, they don't look at life the same way, or at least they shouldn't. And it should be that each of us, we're all cholim. I mentioned earlier that we're also avelim, unfortunately. We're mourners, but we're also sick because we miss people. I know I miss people. One of the greatest chavals, just the handshake and the comfort that you can give to people just with a facial recognition, you know, not having the panim, not having the ability to see a person's facial expression. It's such a chaval. It just takes so much away from the interpersonal relationship. So I'm hoping that going forward post-COVID, that when we get back to being able to shake people's hands again and to comfort people in a very real, more physical way, I'm just hoping that we're going to accentuate those interpersonal skills. You know, when Rabbi Kiva talks about, you know, that really the most important thing in Ma'aseh Bereishis is V'ahavta l'reach kamecha, right? There's only one part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, of Genesis, that is lo tov. Lo tov ha'hios adam levado. It's not good for man to be alone. And I think we've all been alone because of COVID. And my hope, my prayer for me personally, I hope that we'll all take this, is that we're going to double down and strengthen and refresh and renew and never take for granted again the love and interpersonal relationships that we are missing and lacking now.
Amen. We certainly hope so. Rabbi Kaplan, thank you so much for being on the call today, being back on the call with us again, and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community, for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're almost through the week at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Cement of Congregation Arzi Darom in Teaneck, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.